Mike Rabinovich here with a DeModelo Case Study podcast. Today's session focuses on a global leader in manufacturing and the supply chain, Ashley Furniture, and the way its business intelligence team is leveraging Microsoft Analytics platform services in combination with DeModelo Architect to generate data insights that are taking the company to the next level and keeping it ahead of the competition. With me today are Phil Haddad, Ashley Furniture's data architect, and Matt Usher, Microsoft SQL product manager. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Our pleasure, and I'd like to start with a little bit of background about you gentlemen, and you go ahead, Phil.
So, I've been working here at Ashley Furniture for almost 2 years. Started out kind of in a senior developer role and have kind of moved into kind of more of an ETL architect and data architect sort of a role as we are working toward migrating from our on-premise sort of data warehouse environments into the cloud.
How about you, Matt? What's your role at Microsoft and what do you work on?
So I've been at Microsoft about 12 and a half years, and I've spent the last several years working on both the analytics platform system appliance as well as our cloud relational data warehouse service called Azure SQL Data Warehouse. I've been a PM responsible for both, you know, features and customer evangelism all the way into our marketing and all aspects of kind of growing the business. So kind of a breadth of knowledge in the analytics and data warehousing space.
Bill, I'd like to start with you telling us a little bit about the current lay of the IT landscape at Ashley Furniture.
Sure. So, as you can imagine, with a multinational corporation that owns their own supply chain like we do, we have all sorts of, you know, different applications that kind of control and transform and communicate data and information to other suites of applications. So right now, I think our environment, we sit around 700 applications in our enterprise ecosystem. Everything from transportation services to supply chain to wholesale to retail to e-commerce are some of the verticals that my team supports. And so that's kind of a brief overview of kind of where our enterprise IT, you know, what those structures kind of are. So we do everything from, you know, enterprise service bus communication to REST API, and we have some mainframe backend stuff, some legacy mainframe stuff on the wholesale side. I guess, you know, it's definitely a challenge to integrate a lot of that, and we have a lot of, you know, there are challenges and opportunities in the way that that we can provide that actionable insight for the business, because that's kind of the role or the role of business intelligence, right? So it can be a little overwhelming at times, but basically the current sort of landscape is that in our data warehousing environment, we are leveraging Microsoft, I guess formerly known as PDW, Parallel Data Warehouse, but currently the rebranded as APS. We have two of those appliances in our environment right now, and been steadily working toward kind of away from the more legacy model of just kind of creating operational data stores and then loading, you know, OLAP cubes to kind of more of a industry standard model of building out a Kimball style, you know, data mart or data warehouse, and then from there loading your MOLAP, ROLAP, you know, OLAP structures from that. And so that's kind of where we are today with an early, probably the last 5 months or so. Been working toward then now kind of taking that and looking at what it takes to, migrate that environment into the cloud with an eye toward, predictive maintenance analytics and all sorts of other IoT initiatives, along with some big data initiatives on the e-commerce side and things like that.
Well, with initiatives that vast and so many applications running, obviously there's going to be challenges. What was the challenge or pain point that the modeler was brought in to address?
So yeah, the big pain point that we had was, we onshore here in the U.S. we have a relatively small team of about 10 to 12 people, and we probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of, 40 OLAP structures, cubes that we're loading that are maybe based off of various. Some of them are, it's not even a true materialized data model, but let's say it's a, some sort of a data model. And we needed to, there's an opportunity there for performance reasons and for added business value reasons to enhance or refactor the model, whether or not you call that an enterprise data warehouse or whatever whatever term you want to use there. If you're thinking you're going to split out a data mart by vertical, either way, the problem is essentially the same. And it's a matter of, with such a small team, how can we kind of, basically, I wanted to leverage a lot of automation, which is the ability, Domodalo gives us that ability to essentially, I as an architect now can design a pattern, some sort of either a data model pattern, a schedule, a type of workflow, or a data transformation pattern. And once those patterns are sort of defined, I don't have to worry about redefining those patterns. I can just reuse them, basically. For us too, like continuous integration and continuous deployment is something we currently were like lacking. And I think that's something that Domodalo also really gives us a huge leg up with being able to automate our deployment structures and automate our schedules and our workflows through your guys' XML configuration tools and things like that. So that's going to be a big benefit for our team now, even on-prem and in the future as we go to the cloud. The role. Or the need for something like that, as long as you have a data warehousing structure, the need for that kind of, that gap still needs to be filled.
Matt, I want to follow up on Phil's comments regarding the APS technology. If you can give us an overview of where it is today and where it's going, where are you taking it in the future?
Sure. So APS is the analytics platform system, is a prepackaged hardware and software solution for large scale data warehousing projects. Essentially, it's a place an order with Microsoft and one of our hardware partners, and a prepackaged set of servers and storage and networking configuration shows up in your data center. You land that in your data center, you plug it in, and you have a very scalable data warehouse into multi-petabytes with up to something like 60 or 70 servers in a set of racks. So you can scale these data warehouse solutions very large to meet kind of these business needs. As the world is evolving very quickly here to this kind of precipice of data being the center of many businesses, you hear businesses now that are, an energy company, for example, that is moving away from energy as kind of the source of their business, but their knowledge about, energy patterns and customer usage and that data-driven environment that's moving their business forward, products like APS are becoming kind of the central part of their business decision-making processes. So APS as a technology has been in market for about 8 to 9 years at this point. It's something Microsoft's offered to many customers and have had successful deployments with. But as the technology evolves, we start to look into more near real-time analytics solutions, whereas data is flowing in, allowing businesses to make more near real-time analytics-based decisions on how to present their business or how to move their business or respond to changing conditions. Obviously, data scale is another. So we talk about this data emission problem or the data exhaust problem from so many devices and touch points with customers today. You think of, a customer like Ashley Furniture is no longer just touching their customer by, a customer walking into a store or purchasing one of their products. But it's interactions on social media, it's interactions potentially even a partner store where maybe a product is being sold and you're doing video recognition of how customers are walking through a store and doing analytics around engagement factors of that customer. Mm-hmm. So really enhancing the experience of being able to consume and process and transform that data in a way that allows a customer to make a really smart decision in their business based on knowledge and not, no, I think this is what a customer thinks when that's truly not what customers are doing.
Phil, you were hinting that the future place of what you're working on is not going to be just on-prem, but you're obviously looking at the cloud. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and I think there's some multiple reasons for that from our perspective. First and foremost, I think, is the ability to sort of have elasticity in the way that we can control our data, storage volumes and things like this in the cloud. Everything from leveraging like Azure Table or Blob storage, right? Instead of methods of storing data like an SFTP server and that sort of thing. So now we can interact with different wholesale vendors and so on and so forth, bypassing them like connection information to an Azure storage account, right? And then they can put the data there, and then we can do all sorts of integrations with that data after it gets there. Everything from, you know, using a data lake to actually ingesting that information straight in a Power BI for quick ad hoc style analytics, even all the way through potentially even curating that data and putting it into like Azure Data Warehouse. So I think that's one reason is the elasticity in the stores, the storage. There's with Azure Data Warehouse in particular, the ability with the on compute nodes for the additional compute power that we have and the ability to scale up and down that compute power as we need it. That's just not something you can do on premise. You buy what you have and you have what you have. And if you need more, you have to, you know, spend more time and money on infrastructure versus in Azure, you know, in the cloud, it's basically kind of a click of a button and some reconfiguration, and it's a lot more streamlined, right, in the cloud. So those are some of the driving factors for why we would be looking like now to move to the cloud. I think in the future the advantages are multifaceted and numerous. You know, some of the things that we're starting to do now with predictive maintenance on our manufacturing floors really are going to be made more feasible through the use of Azure artifacts like the IoT hub and different event hubs and being able to ingest, you know, hundreds of gigabytes of data a day through these hubs in Azure, and then processing that through either a blob storage account or data lake account, and then figuring out what elements of that need to be stored in a data warehouse versus what elements are kind of purely operational and just need to be, you know, displayed as close to real time as we can make it for, you know, managers on the shop floor and those sorts of things.
Matt, as this migration to the cloud to Azure is taking place, what's the role or the importance of the role that partners like Demodlo can play?
Well, I think the journey, it's a great question. I think the journey to the cloud is unique in that the cloud offers, like Phil was mentioning, this new avenue of unlocking infrastructure. When you think of something like the burstable capabilities of something like SQL Data Warehouse, where you can scale your data warehouse from size to size, or you can burst into the cloud very easily and stand up and tear down environments as you need, instead of the old world of having to you know, fashion out a request to IT and purchase hardware and rack stack and light it. And, you know, that whole process takes time, whereas now that can take minutes or seconds. So that changes the approach of how you think about data projects or you know, a data business in the cloud. And partners like Demodlo are really important because the avenue or the focus now is moving away from, you know, how many cores in our servers do we buy to what is the best way to move our data quickly and rapidly to get insight from it. And so being able to model data very fast and be able to adjust that on the fly as your business changes is critical to making customers like Ashley successful. Having this approach of the data is now the center of the world instead of the server or the software is a pivotal change that many companies are making. And you see these layers of abstraction moving up into the chain, which put an even larger emphasis on data management, data architecture, mm-hmm. and insight. And so, you know, the future of products, you know, and data usage at companies like Ashley is fully dependent on somebody being able to rapidly change their environment. Demodel is a great example of a partner who's come alongside Microsoft and offered that additional capability to our customers, giving them the ability to use the Azure cloud efficiently and then also then take advantage of the capabilities of Demodel to really model their data to start to work in this new environment that the world is moving to very rapidly.
I want to segue briefly into kind of a higher level discussion about Azure. How is it changing the game for data warehousing and analytics specifically?
Oh, that's a great question. So Azure is fundamentally a new world for many customers. If we think about data warehousing and analytics specifically, the ability to get rapid access to data that you would struggle with putting together environments before is a critical change in the way businesses now run. It's very common that you see, as I was mentioning earlier, companies changing away from being a traditional, you know, retailer or manufacturer and really moving into these kind of data-driven businesses that are really driving fundamental changes in the way they approach their customers, the way they drive their business, the efficiencies that they can afford inside of their businesses, and then giving them insight into new opportunities. With Azure, the ability to, as Phil was mentioning, to go light up a set of services and scale kind of as your business needs, is a game changer. What's unique about Microsoft against other clouds is that Microsoft has the ability to serve customers both on-premise with solutions like SQL Server and the Analytics Platform System Appliance, as well as that transition into the cloud. So a customer doesn't have to choose one or the other, but they can make that transition as their business needs. So they can go start new greenfield projects in the cloud. They can migrate existing data warehousing and analytics workloads into the cloud as their business needs. But it gives them the ability to run this kind of hybrid environment. So it's not a lost kind of opportunity of time where you're spending 18 months taking your system that you have on premise and all you're doing is converting that to the cloud. You can kind of pick and choose as your business needs to move forward.
Now to wrap this up, and this is to you, Matt, where can our audience and listeners find out more information about the topics we chatted about today on the Microsoft website?
Sure. So it's probably the two best resources. If we start to talk about our cloud services in general, you can just go to the Azure website, which is azure.microsoft.com. And if you want to learn specifically about Azure SQL Data Warehouse, our cloud offering, you can go to aka.ms/SQLDW, so SQLDW, which is a short link to the Microsoft Azure site for Azure SQL Data Warehouse.
That's awesome. Thank you both so much for your time and for imparting this knowledge to share with our audience. Anybody out there that has questions about this podcast, please email us at contact@demodel.com. And I promise to chase both Phil and Matt down for the answers and post them on our blog. Thanks so much for listening, everybody.